welcome to the You Stop You podcast, a show designed to fortify your mindset and empower your life. I'm your host, Scott Rasmussen. In today's episode, we'll talk about how to score points after the game is over, becoming an organ donor. That's all next. So here we go. You know, when I was growing up, one of my dad's favorite games to play was pinball. And occasionally we'd go out on Saturdays and play pinball or arcade games and things like that. But his favorite was always pinball. Well, when I was young, I would also play some pinball games. And playing pinball meant scoring points after the game was over. Most of the games that we play most of the time usually just tally the points as the game is going on. But the cool thing about pinball is there's additional points that are added after the game is over. In fact, one of the very best parts of watching after a game of pinball is to see if you have a match with your final two digits of your score with the final matching two-digit number that the game has. If both those numbers are an exact match, then you earn another free game. So it's really cool. Well, did you know that you can score points, so to speak, after you leave this life? Just become an organ donor. That's how you do it. So you could have a chance also to be a match for someone so they can have another chance at the game of life. So it's really easy to do this. You just go to the website organdonor.gov. So organdonor.gov, and then you just click on your state. So whatever state you are in the United States of America, you click on it and it takes you to that state specific registration website. So it's pretty easy to do and it's super important. So there are over 100,000 people that need some type of transplant right now. So for example, my wife, Patty, she is one of those that will need an organ donation. So for her heart, she'll need to undergo a heart transplant to change out her current heart that's struggling for another transplanted heart. So when you become an organ donor, your gift of life only occurs after you die. Okay, so it's a great way to bless someone's life, and it's possible that for each and every donor can help up to 8 people at once, just depending on how it all works out. So here's a couple of statistics. So as of 2022, there were 170 million people in the United States that have registered as donors. However, there's a big however. However, not everyone who registers as a donor is able to donate. In fact, only 3 in 1,000 people die in a way that allows for deceased organ donation. For example, if you can think of the situation where someone might be declared brain dead, so to speak. Well, when the doctor declares an individual brain dead, all their organs are kept pumping and working and blood's circulating throughout the body. So all those organs continue to work. Well, that doesn't happen a lot, right? It doesn't happen a lot. So that's why more donors are needed, because there's just such a big need. So here's the challenge to you. So remember, just decide to give the gift of life. Sign up today and tell your family. Go to that website, which is organdonor.gov. And again, let your family know. And it's just so important. As you think about how you can bless other people's lives, even after you're gone, it's just so powerful. And it's something that's really easy to do. And a lot of people say, well, for Pete's sake, well, how about for Patty's sake? So until next week, go out there and be unstoppable.